one of the things that film does for us, of course, is it creates a capsule of experience, of emotion, and of wonderful feats of bravery. One People International Film Festival is one of the few festivals that is scheduled to be hosted in Cape Town later this year and has not actually been postponed or cancelled, as it happens to be COVID-19 compliant. How does that work? Well, we're going to find out from the Director of PR Marketing, Stephen Taylor, who joins me now. Good morning, Stephen. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Tell us a little bit about how you're managing to keep the doors open during these conditions.
Morning, Refilwe. Thank you for having me on your show. Well, it all comes down to the regulations at that time. If it will allow for people to be able to be a part of the festival, then we'll do that. If not, then we will do it online and hybridly. So either way, we still have to showcase the talent that South Africa has, and we shouldn't be stopping things just because of certain things. We should be pushing on regardless and finding new ways to be able to do that.
In keeping with trying to stay healthy, 26th of April to the 2nd of May is the date at which it's currently scheduled. Yes. And as you rightly said, you're representing sort of many participants in the industry, directors, actors and producers. Tell us a little bit about what the thread is with respect to these films that will be screened, particularly as you are giving a call for entries.
Yeah, well, this is an opportunity for South Africans, also people in Cape Town, to be able to showcase the amazing talent that they have. There's different categories of films that can be submitted. Narrative feature film, documentary feature film, South African feature film, also indigenous films that the indigenous community, we're also asking them to get involved as well, because sometimes often their voice is not heard. I mean, if we take, for example, Parasite, that movie that went around the world and did amazingly. We're looking for South African stories like that. There's also South African short films, short film narratives, but also COVID-19 short films as well. We see every day about the numbers rising. Let's turn that into people. Let's hear the stories behind those people that passed away. I'm sure there's a lot of stories to be told. So this is an opportunity for South Africans to submit and to be heard by an international audience.
Fantastic. What is the best way for us to enter? And I imagine there will be particular categories. What is Film Freeway?
Film Freeway is one of the biggest film, obviously, advertising platforms around the world. That is where people can go and submit, and it showcases festivals and stuff like that. Of course, we're one of those, and people can submit through that. It's just a platform where people can submit. And the great thing is that for South Africans, it's free for them to submit. So they should get involved with us. I mean, we've got amazing people involved with us. Philip Diaz, Sultan Pazan Ulu was part of the Asian World Film Festival. We've got Akeem K. Kazim. So there's people that will be able to take these people forward and take South Africans forward, these filmmakers. So we're also relying on big business as well for them to get involved. So they can get involved on our social media pages. One People International Film Festival is where they can find us, so that they can just search for that and be able to enter through there.
Fantastic stuff. As you rightly say, the likes of Hakeem Kaikazim, Kunle Afolayan of Nigeria, of Nollywood, a great expanse across the African perspective as well as international players. And COVID-19 regulations dependent, and hopefully we are not seeing a third wave. This will be at the New Metro Canal Walk on the 26th of April until the 2nd of May. Please go to One People International Film Festival. Thanks so much, Stephen Taylor, for telling us a bit about